Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, we explore strategies to strengthen pharma sales messaging, the role of AI-driven simulations in field rep training, and the FDA's updated green list, restricting ingredients used in GLP-1 compounding. A new guide highlights how pharmaceutical companies can transform their sales representatives into masters of the message. The piece emphasizes the importance of consistent, compliant, and impactful communication with healthcare professionals. As market access becomes more competitive, reps who can deliver clear value propositions, backed by clinical data, are critical to driving physician engagement. The report encourages organizations to invest in structured coaching and real-time feedback tools that ensure reps remain aligned with brand strategy while building credibility with providers. In parallel, another feature looks at how AI-powered role-play simulations are reshaping training for field reps. By creating interactive, adaptive scenarios, these platforms allow sales professionals to practice conversations in a risk-free environment. The technology helps improve confidence, adaptability, and compliance, while reducing training costs and time. Industry experts suggest that as AI tools become more sophisticated, they will play a central role in bridging knowledge gaps and preparing reps for complex real-world interactions with healthcare stakeholders. And finally, the FDA has issued an update to its green list, blocking certain ingredients from being used in the compounding of GLP-1 medications. This move comes amid a surge in demand for compounded alternatives to high-profile obesity and diabetes drugs. Regulators argue that restrictions are needed to safeguard patient safety and maintain quality standards, while manufacturers see the decision as reinforcing the importance of FDA-approved therapies. The update is expected to influence compounding practices and further shape the regulatory environment surrounding GLP-1 treatments. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmaexec.com.